You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
So we're past the 24-hour point, right, Josh? Like, we can't really talk that much about...
Doesn't feel like
Bills
it.
Houston.
I don't know why, but it doesn't feel like it.
No, it doesn't. Yesterday was a day. But there are points, I think, in yesterday's game. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I think there are points in yesterday's game, or not yesterday's game, Sunday's game, that will be talking points for the rest of the season. Whether it be clock management at the end, across the board, from D'Amico Ryans and Sean McDermott. The Bills' inability to pass the ball the moment Khalil Shakir is not 100%. You look back at the Baltimore game. The moment he gets that ankle injury, yes, there was the broken play to him, but ultimately it fell apart pretty quickly. And for this to kind of been, regardless if it was the Bills' immediate plan or kind of like their plan B, C, D, whatever, it's the plan they walked into the season with. I was somebody that gave it a lot of patience. I was kind of excited for it. I thought this is where the NFL was going, where you wanted to spread the ball around more, just have a bunch of solid dudes who could get open and catch the ball. And that's been the one key issue up to this point. Even in the three games they won, really outside of Jacksonville, guys are not getting open nearly enough outside of Shakir. And man, Josh, when it's bad, it's awful. It's nearly unwatchable football. And that's what they were on Sunday against Houston. A defense that is not particularly good. It's not like this is the Jets defense, which they're going up against this weekend, or this Monday. And a team that, Helen, I don't think has ever particularly played well against. I mean, there's been good Jets games. I'm being facetious when I say that. But like in recent years, those have been the games, even when they have Zach Wilson playing at quarterback, he's not particularly good. And now I don't know, Josh. I mean, a part of me is now just sitting here going like, all right, rev up the engines on the wide receiver train. We're doing this again for like the fifth year in a row because they don't have dudes. They're paying $8 million a year to a guy in Curtis Samuel who is doing nothing. I mean, nothing. Yeah. His stats this year, I wrote them down just real quick. His stats this year. 9 catches, 48 yards. We're through 5 games. 9 catches for 48 yards. We're through 5 games.
You know what he had last year through 4 games?
What?
Where'd it go? I had it written down. Oh, no.
Wait, we're through 5 games.
Okay.
Going into the Sunday.
Right. Yeah. I guess I didn't write him down. I did that for Mac Hollins and MVS. I came prepared. I have notes. I have written
them
down.
That's what you've been writing down here for the last few minutes.
Well, I'm just tweeting it out now. Some free agency numbers for Bills offensive players since 2021. It's not been good. Surprise, it's not been good. I did write it down. I just saw it. Through 4 games last year, because this is what I based it off of. I based it off 4 games this year, 4 games last year. He was 17 for 20 in terms of catches and targets. 178 yards, 3 rushes for 20 yards, and 1 rushing touchdown. No passing, no receiving touchdowns. So, again, like you said, to compare it to this year, that's a vast difference.
They have no plan. They have no plan for him.
And it's glaringly obvious. Every single time he is targeted or gets the ball,
it's a bubble screen.
If the pass is completed, he gets maybe a yard.
Maybe.
Or he gets blown up in the backfield.
Oh, yeah, because Dunk and Cade. Blocking, man.
Forget about tight end university. Go to blocking university.
Oh, man. And that's the thing is, watching the Chiefs game last night might be the perfect example for this. The Chiefs have also, I have said, been a really bad team at identifying the wide receiver position post Tyreek Hill.
Right.
They've tried a lot. They have not been particularly good at it.
To be fair, when they got Kadarius Toney, he did. Or are you talking in the draft or just overall?
Really anything.
Okay, well, to be fair, when they got to Kadarius Toney at the trade, or near the trade deadline last year, he was useful.
He had a useful game. There was a game where he was where he popped off.
Yeah, it's one
I think
game.
We give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt a lot when they make these trades, like, because you'll see it all over Twitter. How could we let them get this guy? How could the NFL let them get this guy and that guy?
And before he got hurt, Rashee Rice was looking good.
No, Rashee Rice, I think they've nailed that pick.
He was on his way, and obviously there's all the off-field stuff and now the injury, so yeah. you don't know what's happening there.
In terms of talent, they've nailed that pick.
Right, but you're exactly right. Like, everything else, Sky Moore, where's he? You know, what's he doing? He's just kind of...
It is fun whenever he's on the field.
Right, yeah, for sure.
It just feels wrong.
Yeah, but it still feels so different when you look at what the Chiefs have done and how they still look as a team compared to what the Bills have done and how they look as a team.
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, yes, in terms of talent acquisition for guys they didn't have, it's not been great. But... sure, there's been a few that have worked out. Tyreek Hill, Rashee Rice is starting to, and you look on the Bills side. Stephon Diggs obviously was great. But other than that, what have the Bills done in terms of adding talent?
Yeah, that's a frustrating bit for me there too, because like I don't agree with people when they say like the Bills have never valued wide receiver. That's just factually incorrect. They did trade a first round pick for Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm. That first round pick ended up becoming Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Yeah. But I thought so, but I couldn't remember.
At the time,
sure.
It was you needed an immediate addition. You clearly needed a one because in 2019 you had added Cole Beasley and John Brown, which worked very, very well for the Bills. You drafted Gabe Davis. My problem has been, I feel like the Bills have stopped really caring about that position after that 18-month window.
Yeah.
From 2019, that offseason of 2019, into the offseason of 2020. They stopped seemingly caring about it because that was always my biggest issue with kind of the Diggs era. It has never been Diggs' personality. Mm-hmm. Top-tier wide receivers are always divas if you base it off of what, you know, a fan's definition of that is. Some are way worse. I mean, George Pickens basically doesn't run routes for the Pittsburgh Steelers anymore when he does not get the ball. It's really bad. And then you have other guys like Marvin Harrison. From what I remember, when he was with the Colts, he was very quiet, didn't really say too much except for on the field.
I was to say what?
But that's really. And I could be wrong on that, but that's how I've always remembered it, especially during that era with like T.O. and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Chad Ochocinco.
The biggest problem with the Bills, though, was that they did not have a second option past Diggs. They tried Gabe Davis far too many years. And now you're seeing the problems here with the Bills of just they've let the cupboard get dry, and now they're still discount shopping.
Right. Well, and that brings me to all the research I did yesterday. So I've been looking at all of the Bills' offensive free agents that they have added, whether it be from outside the organization or guys that weren't signed right away, and then after free agency started, they circled back and signed them. I started at the 2021 offseason, because that is the first offseason of no John Brown and no Cole Beasley.
Yeah.
Both of them are gone at that point. They don't come back, I don't think, unless Beasley came back at the end of the 2020. No, right?
They both make returns that are very...
Right, but it's not in the sense
we're in desperation.
Yes, right. So, if you're looking at 2022, they re-sign Isaiah McKenzie. He plays one season with the Bills, has... decent numbers.
But that's when he's the slot receiver.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's when he's trying to be the Cole Beasley replacement. But like I said, he doesn't come back with the Bills. He's released in the offseason. They signed O.J. Howard, who never plays a snap for the Bills. Never. Not once. Cool. Great. Jameson Crowder, signed in that offseason, goes to IR in week 5. Can't really do much about that, but, you know, poor luck of the draw there. And Tywan Jones, a running back, re-signs with the Bills, only plays special team minutes in the entire season. 2022 offseason, Damian Harris, Trent Sherfield, Deontay Hardy, that whole thing didn't work out.
Yeah, we kind of know where all of that went, which is nowhere.
Right, and now, obviously, we're in the first full offseason of Joe Brady, and we get Curtis Samuel, Mac Hollins, Quentin Morris, if you want to look at that, because he was offensive re-signing, and MVS, and Ty Johnson. Sorry, forgot about him. Through all of that, over the last 4 years, your wide receivers, which consist of 7 players that have played meaningful snaps for the Bills, have 839 receiving yards and 7 touchdowns. The tight ends, not that you've needed them to, have done nothing. And the running backs, really there's only 2 of them, Ty Johnson and Damien Harris, have 2 touchdowns and 121 rushing yards on 30 attempts. And granted, they were more in a backup role, and Damien Harris did get hurt.
Yeah.
But overall, that's your offense past Allen and Diggs for the last 4 years.
Yep. It's been,
and you let Gabe Davis go, who was inconsistent as he was.
Well, and yeah, he's not lighting up for Jacksonville.
Right, exactly. And also, another point on all this, none of the players that I listed off there played with the Bills past one season, even the ones on multi-year contracts. And again, we're still in this season now, so we don't know what that's going to lead to. But it's just so jarring to me that you have seven players, and some of them were in supposed to be in wide receiver three or even wide receiver two conversations. And like Deontay Hardy, for example, he had 15 catches as a Bill for 150 yards and one touchdown in 16 games played.
Yeah. I mean, what, never got off the ground.
What is that? And you can even look at Trent Sherfield, who the Bills get him and the Dolphins are freaking out. Like, oh my God, we just lost this great player. Sherfield plays every game, has 86 yards and one freak touchdown.
Oh, in the Dolphins game, the final regular season of the game.
He's falling out of the end zone, but he keeps his feet in and he makes a crazy catch. Mm-hmm. Which, sure, that's important. That was the game-winning touchdown. But at the same time, again, you're signing these players, expecting them to be something, and they're nothing.
Well, I mean, you
it's
even
not
look at
working
it,
out.
You look at even this year. I mean, yes, he's on a one-year deal, but like Mac Hollins.
Yeah.
I think most of us were kind of assuming like, all right, he'll be like a wide receiver four role. He'll be here. And in the first few games, it kind of makes sense. Like, he's in just these little spot roles here and there. It's not too bad, what have you. And now all of a sudden, these last two games, dude, he has 12 targets and three catches. They are just doing whatever they can. We have some breaking news, actually.
Oh.
The New York Jets have fired Robert Saleh.
Whoa.
Okay, so that changes very much how we're doing the show. The Jets will not be playing the Robert Saleh Jets. I don't really know who's going to be their head coach.
Are we going to be playing the Aaron Rodgers Jets?
Effectively, yes.
I mean, man.
I do want to get back to this. The real misses the Bills have had on offense, specifically adding players, because you can even go to the draft. I mean, James Cook is a running back. You likely should want out after 4 years of that contract. Dalton Kincaid is a first-round pick, but a possession tight end. But man, the Jets. All right, so Robert Saleh is out as head coach of the New York Jets. We've got ESPN on here. They're playing that. Adam Schefter has tweeted it out as well. He was informed just minutes ago, apparently. I'm not surprised. I am at the timing. The timing feels very sudden.
It does, yeah. I don't know how I feel about Robert Saleh as a coach, because he has dealt with so many just kind of bad situations, but he's also put himself in bad situations, I feel like. I mean, while yes, he is part of the decision-making group, at the same time,
it felt like he's not, though.
Right. It felt like he was just, hey, man, here's your new quarterback. His name is Aaron Rodgers, and he's 40 years old.
And he definitely has more power than you.
Yes.
Just be prepared for
that. He is actually the coach. You're just the figurehead.
And that's kind of how it has felt. So, like, again, that's why this is not too surprising. The timing is stunning.
Right. Then now you have the Jets. Well, the Bills going to the Jets next week. For the Jets, the season is almost effectively over. But if the Jets somehow win on Monday night next week, that's a big shot in the arm for them, at least for morale.
Well, I guess that's my thing, too. It's, you know, I'm saying this is, you know, maybe on the Jets side of things. You've beaten the Bills in far worse circumstances.
Right. With Zach Wilson coming in for an injured Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
So, like, let's not act like you couldn't right the ship here. I guess that also tells you, I mean, he's 20 for 36 in his few years here as Jets head coach, but...
Well, but I mean, also, like, again, look what he had to deal with. He had Zach Wilson, who, while, yes, he looked like a decent prospect, he was never the guy coming out of college.
Yeah.
It was always a head scratcher of a pick. Again, you have to wonder what he had to say in terms of, you know, the input there.
Yeah, I do wonder how much power Saleh has ever had
in
New York.
It just... I don't know. Again, I don't know how to feel about it, because I don't feel like we've gotten a full look at what he can be as a head coach. He obviously comes from the Kyle Shanahan tree, coming from San Francisco, which, you know, that's proven to be a good place to come from. But I wonder if he was in the wrong situation in New York. I don't really know what New York's situation.
Which, like, it's probably true for most head coaches.
Right. I was going to say, what's New York's solution here? I mean, Nathaniel Hackett's their offensive coordinator, and that's Aaron Rodgers' best friend.
Who's going to be their interim? I assume that's going to be Nathaniel Hackett.
Again,
which
it's going to be the
dreadful.
Aaron Rodgers Jets.
Oh, man.
Because it's Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, man.
It works so great in Green Bay. Let's have it again in New York. It's not going to be the same solution.
He's been horrendous.
Is this a precursor to a Davante Adams trade? Is this a Adams will only come here if Saleh is not the head coach?
No.
But think about it. He worked with Nathaniel Hackett.
I think this is coming from Rodgers saying he's going to lose his mind if Saleh
is
still
the
coach.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think Adams plays a part in this at all. I think this is all Rodgers going, I won't play for Saleh anymore. And so
I think we kind of saw that, you know, with whatever happened.
So it's going to be Jeff Ulbrich.
Huh?
I do not know who that is.
Interesting.
That's coming from Peter Schrager.
I look at, you got to put yourself.
Defense coordinator. Their defense coordinator is going to be their interim head coach.
Oh, he's the guy from with the beard from Hard Knocks.
Bingo. Yep.
Yeah. He was kind of a nice character. He was fun. He was a little, he was like your typical defensive head coach. Again, but why are they focusing defense here? Sure, their defense is great, but their offense is abysmal. Why wouldn't you try to get an offensive mind in charge?
No, I think every team kind of has that contingency plan of who would be your interim.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of teams will have the assistant head coach and that'll be your interim guy.
To go back to the whole Nathaniel Hackett thing, you have to put yourself in the mindset of Aaron Rodgers, which it's hard to do because there's some interesting decisions in there. But think about this. If this is really coming from him, and if he really wants Davante Adams to play with him, who does he want as part of the group, the leadership group, or the immediate leadership group, when Adams comes here? It's Nathaniel Hackett. They worked well together in Green Bay. He won back-to-back MVPs with Hackett. And I'm not saying it's going to work again in New York, but if you're Rodgers, that could be a line of thinking of, hey, if I get this guy out of here, maybe, just maybe, my guy can become the head coach, which we know he's not now.
Yeah.
But
It is so funny, though, how this was so clear that you could see a blow-up was coming for the Jets.
I just didn't expect it to be that.
No, I mean, I kind of expected to be this fast. I just, again, I didn't assume they'd fire Robert Saleh. I thought it would just be, you'd see for 3 or 4 weeks, just the absolute Jets circus that it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And instead now it's Saleh gets fired. I don't know the lines yet. I don't even want to say probably, but there's a good chance they lose Monday night. Bills go to 4-2. They go to 2-4.
Mm-hmm.
And their season's lost again. Rodgers is already getting beat up regularly. That O-line is still not good. He's leaving games limping almost every time now. I mean,
he was crawling across the field like a video game character.
We're talking about injuries he picks up every game.
Yeah.
It's super... I don't want to say interesting. No, it's just it is super Jets of them.
It's expected.
It is super expected of them to do this.
The only thing that's unexpected is the timing.
Yeah, the timing is a little off.
And honestly, too, where does Saleh go from here?
Back to being a DC, he was great.
Right,
he was a great defensive coordinator.
Where do you think? I mean, because I'm looking at other teams.
I mean, I'm fairly certain Minnesota's going to lose Brian Flores.
Ooh, yeah.
So that might be a good one of all right, you kind of get somebody in that same mold.
Brian Flores goes to New York. Robert Saleh goes to Minnesota.
Let's do it.
Who says no?
Let's do it. But I think the thing is he's likely going to go back to a defensive coordinator. I think you are right. We really didn't get to see what he could be as a head coach.
And I think we will again. He's young. I think there's a chance
he's
that you're
going to
see him as a head coach again with some other team in a better situation or a different situation.
I do wonder, though, how much the NFL is going to hold it against him of just it felt like for 2 years you were basically just a figurehead. That two of your...
It was, hey, that guy coaches the New York Jets.
Ultimately, it was 3 years and some change. This is into his fourth year as head coach. So,
I look at the teams around the league and teams that could use a new head coach soon, and there's a fair chunk there.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean McVay for years has talked about how he wants to retire.
I was going to say, every year we got
every
have,
year it sounds like he's going to retire. So, do the Rams want to go in a new direction if Stafford also retires? I mean, that's...
The Rams ever hiring a defensive-minded person, which surprised me.
Yeah, right.
Because of the success they have, because of the brand they've sort of built. They're kind of like that in the Pittsburgh Steelers mold or the Chicago Bears mold.
What about the Cowboys?
No, that feels like Bill Belichick. That just kind of feels like it's going to be Bill Belichick. Like, we're all waiting for Mike McCarthy to get fired, but, like, it's going to be Bill Belichick.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Comes full circle. Belichick goes back to the Jets.
Oh. I'd hate everything about that. I'd hate everything about that.
That would be such another Jets move. It'd be so bad for the Jets. Do it.
I don't even necessarily know if it'd be bad for the Jets. No, like, I still think Bill Belichick is a good coach. I do think, for the most part, the game has somewhat passed him by.
Yeah, and he would go in there and try to make some stupid pick again, like Cole Strange in the first round.
The key is when you hire him, and I think he's learned that after one offseason of basically no one even wanting to interview him, he will not be the GM of this team. Someone else will be doing that.
Have you seen some of the storytelling from the Aaron Hernandez show?
I've seen
with
clips.
Belichick.
I've seen clips.
Where they're drafting him, and Belichick's just like, yeah, we should just do it. The value's great. And Robert Kraft's like, yeah, value.
I've seen clips. We've got to stop. Who is your audience is sports people. It is not the true crime people. It is sports people.
It's coming off as a true crime podcast, but because of the way the story went. But back to the Jets though. I think this is only I want to say this is negative for the Jets, but I also don't know.
I think it was very much expected, so I'm not surprised. Again, the only surprising thing for me is the timing.
Right. But honestly, too, if you think about it, the day the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, this was going to happen. I think that this was inevitable as soon as the Jets...
Unless it worked.
Well, yeah.
Unless, like, they got... Like, last year,
it didn't feel like it was ever going to work. Off the bat, even in training camp, it did not feel like there was a mold there. It didn't feel like it was chemistry.
You could argue, too, that this was maybe a year in the making in that sense, too, because Saleh felt like already was on the hot seat when they went and got Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't get hurt last year, and we're just seeing all of their issues this year, a year early... Maybe they don't fire him going into week six.
Right, but you fire him at the end of the year.
But you probably fire him at the end of the year. Like, it was almost a saving grace for him and Joe Douglas.
And then that puts them in the running to get who? I mean, there was...
Well, Ben Johnson and Bobby Sloak, neither of them leave their teams.
Right, but do one of them leave to go coach...
A 40-year-old quarterback?
Garrett Wilson.
But a 40-year-old... Who cares?
Right, but you're there...
You need the quarterback.
You're there and saying, hey, Aaron, yeah, great to have you. See you never, because... He's going to play the end of the year, and then he's going to be done.
Yeah, you need a quarterback. That job is one of the least attractive in sports.
No, but think about it. If it was the end of last season,
mm-hmm.
and you were a prospective coach heading into New York, you have to deal with 1 year of Rodgers, and then the team is yours.
I maybe have to deal with 1 year of Rodgers.
You think he's going to be back?
He could pull a Brady and just decide I'm going to keep coming back. I now can't draft his replacement without that being a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're one of the least attractive sports organizations right now in sports.
It does depend on what Rodgers does. If Rodgers retires at the end of the year, they have a good chance at a clean slate. But at the same time, we've seen them have a clean slate before, mm-hmm. and they've messed it up multiple times.
Connor Hughes, Jets reporter for SNY, he's saying sources confirm that Jets have fired Robert Saleh. I touched base with several sources over the last few minutes. Sentiment shared by all. Stunned. They did not see this coming. It's good. It's good. I like that. Very Jets move with them. 803-0550 is the number to call. Do want to jump back on this Bills point, the misses in free agency, namely, of course, on the offense, but really the big news of today and going to be for the rest of the week with the Bills heading down to New Jersey to take on the Jets for Monday night.
It is in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget that.
The Jets have fired head coach Robert Saleh just 5 games into his 4th year as head coach. They are elevating their defense coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, to serve as interim. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Again, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. This is WGR.